Blog Talk Radio.
Brighter. Someday,
My. We just want to welcome you to yet another episode of Black Power Radio. I'm your host, Sheikh Alimam Akbar. We're in the beautiful city and the most potentially fair city in the universe, Bannockerville, better known as Washington, D.C. And we hope that you're in a very comfortable geographical location in your city, your township. You might be in a hut, you might be in a mansion, you might be in a state with gated in community. Regardless of where you are and what you're doing, we have the most informative radio talk show on the internet. And if you came in via, some came in the smartphone. And I can see some of you have your dumb phone with you, as I can see in the vast listening audience. And some came in by the way of Android. And some I see are now tuning in on their paranoid phone at this hour. Regardless of how you tuned in, by laptop, desktop, or just from a drop from a parachute, you decided to come in here to Black Power Radio, and you could have gone golfing, your tennis playing, could have went to a bar mitzvah. You could have been to 1,000 places in this vast and limitless universe. But tonight you are on Black Power Radio, and you're live on Black Power Radio. And regardless of what I'm saying, regardless of what has been said, my main man Marvin Gaye always said it best. All him, because God is my friend. This is Sheikh Alimam Akbar, your host for the evening, Power Radio, and one of the boldest black talk shows in the universe. And we're just here rocking the mic from D.C. But we are happy to see you, our vast listening and our vast participating audience. And my, this is something to think about. We're talking about reparations from Oakland, Diego, to Brooklyn, Bronx. And want to invite you in on our talk line and just talk about some reparations and what do they owe us. Well, in fact, they say they stole us. That's the chant. And they sold us. Huh? And now they owe us. And they owe us black, all of our patents on all of our inventions, paid in full. All of the buildings that have been built, especially in this historical and most tourist attractive city in the universe, Washington, D.C., everything built by slaves. Michelle Obama's just claiming the white supremacy house because that's where she lived temporarily. Oh, but I'm a resident of Washington, D.C., or Bannockerville, if you will. And as soon as you go and change the name, I'm going to sign off on it. I just hope that you know the devastation we have been in. And I have seen somebody tell a brother to move off of a park bench because he had melanation in his skin. And this park bench was reserved for a non-melanated squatter on the land. But you don't know that. So I have to update you as to why we need reparations at this hour and why we demand reparations at this hour. And reparations for a guy like Mitch McConnell, who is one of the senators, y'all, happens to be from Kentucky, but via Alabama, and his parents and grandparents, et cetera, were holding slaves, up to 14 slaves. And he is one of the main beneficiaries of our enslavement on this soil. By the way, it's not something that happened in Japan or Hiroshima. It didn't happen in Hiroshima, Japan, or Nagasaki, or any other spot that may be in Vietnam along the Ho Chi Minh Trail. This happened right here in the good old United Snakes of America. In other words, it is homegrown right here where you are. So we don't have to look too far to see why we are demanding reparations and why we will eventually, if the creek don't rise, we will eventually receive reparations for the slave labor, for what has been done to us in the devastation that you couldn't swim in masses in them pool, or you would get oily black ink or black tar all over the pool, and then they have to, so they would just drain it early and avoid the rush before the tar and the oil set in. We had to change the water in the pool, Bessie, because old George here, he went and swam in the pool. He thought we was all gone. But I seen my peep through the bedroom window, seen him swimming in our pool, Bessie. Oh, my, this guy is something. And they made a law, you can't read because you are black. You can't vote because you're black. Colors had to stand over there. They don't vote in this election. And they gave you a mock test that you had to recite portions of the Constitution, portion of the Declaration. You know what Frederick Douglass said? No, that's your declaration. That's declaring your freedom. I'm a goddamn slave. And until all of us are free, he said none of us are free. And that's including the white man. Yes, that's right. I said the goddamn white man is not free until all of us are free, because by the bound of the citizenship that we declare on this land, at this hour, on this earth, declare our rights to be a human being on this earth, on this day, which we declare and which must be brought about by any means necessary. And I say, assalamu alaikum and black power to all people who are concerned with We the People government. Come here on the line tonight of Black Power Radio. There's so many hands that are up waving in the skies. And as we say, we're flying in the friendly skies. And most of you are here by not leaving the ground. And I'm just going to drop it like it's hot, but I'm going to bring some heat wave too. We're going to heat it up and bring us up a 301 and 682. You're black and proud to be on the line with us on Black Power Radio. In fact, you're live on Black Power Radio. And welcome to our airways. In the name of the Almighty God, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Thank you for joining us tonight. Power to We the People. At 301-682.
Power to the people. Black power. Black power. Black power. More power to the people.
Black power.
More power to the people.
Black power.
All power to the people.
I got, hey, can we say it together, y'all? I am.
I am.
A black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
I am. A black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
Black power. Black power. I am.
Black power.
I am.
A black revolutionary.
A black revolutionary.
And welcome to
Black
Power.
And I'm not a happy slave. I wanted to give you an update from the National Minister of Defense Department, working on trainings. And we got some serious movements going on the Harlem side, trying to rock in with that reparations thing. Try not to let Al Sharpton and them get our foot in the door with theirs to make sure that they don't sideline the movement. You know what I mean? So that when they step up to the plate, we step up to the plate. But we stepping up to the plate with a righteous cause. We have Sheikh Imam eat him up when he starts that mojoing for tap dancing and being a Sammy Davis Jew. You know what I'm saying? So I'll let them give it to you from that aspect and the HUD. The HUD aspect. As a matter of fact, brother, I have a national, I didn't even introduce myself. Shoot. National Minister of Defense, Black Whiteman, out of the figment of imaginations. That's why I like to say Gotham City, because we be everywhere. Black power on that. So we got our national field marshal on the line, and they can hand it over to Brother Ronnie for update. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Oh, go for it, brother. National field marshal, can you want to give him an update on
Oh, I thought you meant Brother Ronnie was going to give the update on the HUD. Okay.
Oh, yeah, but give an update, he can give an update on the HUD after you give an update on the Al Sharpton thing.
Okay. We're going to work. We're going to extend our hand and reach out to the brother, the National Action Network. We're going to make our case to the brother, Al Sharpton and his representatives, to see where exactly we fit in on this reparations. We want to make sure what exactly are the benefits, and we want to make sure there are benefits that will include some type of land for us. So we want to basically go to him with a written proposal already of what we think we should have. And when we go to him, we'll be able to see what he has, and we'll be able to go across some points. We got to get a set up, a meeting with him first, and we'll be able to work our way through the door.
Yes, sir. Oh. And matter of fact, you can give him the written proposal that Sister Truth Bay has already took the time to put together. We need to give him to that. We're ready for that.
Yeah. That's what we
slam him with.
That's
we have something to slam him with right away. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. And Brother Ron, can you chime in on with his brother?
Yes, sir. Concerning reparations, which is long overdue, about 300 and something years, 400 years as far as I'm concerned. A move was made recently that most of our, well, a lot of our people are aware, but it's not mainstream information. The president of these United States have made an agreement with the African countries to pay them $50 billion concerning the reparations of African Americans, which has totally blown my mind, because I don't see how is it possible for them to sideline us when it is our ancestors that suffered so terribly here in this country by this crime that was perpetrated against our, and we have been asking for justice and reparations for a very, very long time. But somehow, like I stated earlier, a move has been made for Africa to receive this blessing. And I got to find out more information concerning the issue, which I will have an update no later than this time tomorrow, so I have a clear understanding of it. But if you were to pull up on your, probably you can Google it and verify this information, the agreement made between President Joe Biden and the African continent for a settlement of $50 billion. They have came to an agreement already, to my understanding. Once again, you can Google this information and find out more information for yourself. And that's pretty much all I know at this time. Turning it back over to you, brother.
Oh, yes, sir. Black Power, see? And,
Black Power.
And that list also, that HUD list of buildings, empty properties down in New York, so we can have us a national headquarters in New York, you know? And have our, well, I said Minister of Information, but I like that other title that that the COS was saying the other day, was National Secretary of the Minister of Defense Office, our beloved Sister Queen Melinda on the line with us too. Black Power, if you want to chime in, sis.
Hello, Black Power.
Black Power.
We get an update from your neck of the woods.
Well, I've been doing a lot of, it's been so much on the computer that I've been trying to do with the housing down here. But the mayor down here in Missouri, in Kansas City, Missouri, he is trying to help the homeless and get the homeless into, like, he's trying to get some kind of thing passed for $250,000 to get the homeless off the street. I voted for it today. The HUD situation here, it's pretty good, but it needs a lot of work. But other than that, I've been doing some other resources on my family and stuff too. But yes, it's going okay. I still have some other research to do as far as the housing. I tried today to donate food for Christmas for the homeless and could not get in touch with the mayor. So I'm going to have to go to another route to do it. But I'm still doing a lot of research and a lot of other stuff. Black Power.
You tried the city council meeting down there.
Yes, I contacted Brandon Ellison in Kansas City, Missouri, not the mayor, because the mayor is Quentin Lucas, and I've contacted him several times. He used to answer me back, but now I guess he's a little just too busy. So I contacted Brandon Ellison about the food for the homeless, because I got like quite a few, a lot of meat in there, and I got that just for the homeless for Christmas. And I'm going to get that to them before Christmas. But yeah, I'm working on a lot of research for the homeless, the HUD situation, a lot of stuff. Mm. I still have more resources to do, sorry. Black Power. I'm trying, yeah.
You can pass some of that mic. Let your boy, let Abdullah get a taste of what's going on right there. A taste of Abdullah. Right there where
you got him on the line?
Are you there, Abdullah? He should be able to hear us. Brother Abdullah, can you hear us? Let me see. At 929-481, you're live. At 929-481, you're live. I don't know if he can hear us. But black power to Abdullah as we zoom down and pick up our chairman out of South Carolina on reparations. Brother Ty, power to the people in black power.
Hey, black power, I'm out here. I'm still at work, man, moving on up the road over here in no man's land by the crossing of South Carolina. Yeah, and I'm going to tell you, man, I was closing on the house today, right? And I'm sitting at the lawyer's office, and I'm looking through my paperwork, and they got on the paperwork that I'm white and Hispanic. And they was asking me, they said, is all this paperwork right? I said, no, it ain't right. I was like, I ain't white or Hispanic. And they said, well, the paperwork wrong, then we ain't going to be able to, I said, no, it's good. I said, really, I'm black, white, Spanish, and Indian, so we can construe it that way. They was about to say, no, nah, we can't do the deal because the paperwork wasn't right. So they was going to have to retract the paperwork and redo it all
Brother
over
Abdullah
again and make a new contract.
Hello?
Hold on. Go ahead. Go ahead. Continue, Brother Ty. That's Abdullah in the background. Go ahead.
That's what's up. Hey, go ahead and let my brother go ahead and get right. You know what I'm saying?
God, like, goodness, yeah. Make sure you complete, Brother Ty. Make sure you
I'm complete, man. I just wanted to say, you know, discrimination goes far.
You got Dolly Hamlin, brother?
And if
yeah.
I hadn't, if I had portrayed myself as a black man, I think it would have slowed down the process even more. And that's all I'm saying. It's a sad world. To be out here and got to pretend to be something that you ain't just to get
right.
something that you deserve. And everybody deserves a home, right? A nice home. So I was just saying that to say that.
There's a nice headquarters, too, Southern headquarters, Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
May I chime in on the hut situation here in New York City? All right. Concerning HUD up here in New York, tomorrow I am familiar with the organization. I have some basic understanding of the workings or the mechanics of it. Tomorrow morning I will be up bright and early. They have a HUD office located in the on 125th Street in the Adam Clayton Powell Boulevard building. I will begin there, going up there looking for paperwork listing. All the city-owned buildings, empty buildings that are up for sale or whatever the case may be. And I will get a complete listing of all five boroughs of those buildings. I think that's what was requested of me. And if I can't get it from there, I will go downtown to Federal Plaza to the main office, and I will request a copy. These copies are available to the general public. So I should have a copy no later than tomorrow evening with that full information so we can begin to move forward on obtaining a building for whatever purposes the Panther Party deems necessary. So I will have that information tomorrow evening.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Black Power.
I just want to say Black Power.
I want to hear from Brother
Black
Abdullah.
Power.
Yeah, Abdullah, where you at?
Since you interrupted me, I just got something important to say.
Abdullah, chime in back in. Where you at? Where you go? He's the mystery man. He's there when you... When you don't expect him to be there, and when you expect him to be there, you're like, where'd he go? But we got a good team, because I will say for Abdullah that he know He know the streets of New York. He know Harlem. He know Harlem. Harlem know him. You know what I mean? It's one thing about each city. When you're in the hood, sort of like, you know, it's sort of like some hoods, they know you. You know, like over in your hood, Ty, they know who you are. You know what I mean? Up this way, they know who I am. You know what I mean? Shoot. So now I heard somebody was causing the disturbance on the post, and they knew who Abdullah was when he had them to stop that nonsense and go on about their business. You know what I mean? So I'm just saying, I'll just say that for him.
Yeah, I'm right here. What's up?
You're live on Black Power Radio.
Huh?
You're live on Black Power Radio.
Black Power, what's up, comrade?
Black Power.
How y'all doing? This is National Assistant Minister of Defense and the National Assistant Field Marshal, Brother Abdul. I'm working on a project on the man. I think the National Field Marshal already talked about that.
Can everybody?
You gotta get your background noise out, Abdullah.
Hold on.
Gotta kill all the background noise. Go ahead.
All right, Black Power.
Black Power, go ahead.
Today I was doing something today with the homeless. I spoke to the Homeless Outreach Coalition if we can do more and better for the homeless in the name of the new Black Panther Party mandate, Executive Mandate 4. That's executed by the National Assistant MOD Department and Field Marshal Department. Executive Mandate 4.
Black Power.
Like, I will let the National Film Marketing Department see it so you can get approved.
Yes, sir. Sounds wonderful. Sounds absolutely fantastic.
And we have to do more in New York State as well, Jersey, Philly. Film Marketing is going to do great. And the MOD, we're going to work.
No question. Are you still there with us? Are you still speaking, Abdullah? I'm something lost contact somewhere here. But regardless, we're working hard for the salvation of the Black nation, coast to coast, and around the world. I got a 872-872-201. We're live with reparations on 872-201 Black Power. 872-82, are you there? Turn around again. And 872, you're live. Live, I don't know if you can hear me. My 301 got botched. As we keep continuing, let me go for 240-594. You're live on Black Power Radio. Is it here? It's 240-594. You're live on Black Power Radio. Okay, let's try it again. Let's bring it live. Are you live there, Brother Abdullah? Can you hear?
Yes, sir. Black Power. Yes, sir.
Black Power.
Can you hear me, Black Power?
MOD,
can you hear me, MOD? Black Power.
Black Power.
Can you hear me, guys?
You can talk.
Yes, sir.
You're live on Black Power Radio. Go ahead.
And I said we're going to make the Panther Club fly everywhere throughout this country. In the island of the North, America, KKK. The Panther will fly all over.
Gotta kill the noise.
Hello?
Whatever the background
noise. Yes, sir.
So we can hear you. Go ahead.
I said the Black Panther Club with the Field Marshal Department, the MOD Department, going to clean this up. We got boots on patrol as well.
Now, remember, the subject is reparations from Oakland to Diego,
yes,
from Brooklyn to the Bronx, and you're live on Black Power Radio.
Hello?
We're going to go black and pick it up.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, we can still hear you. Go right ahead. But the subject tonight is reparations from Oakland, Diego, to Brooklyn and the Bronx.
I think we should get our reparations. I demand reparations, but we got to do it by land. We got to be, we can't depend on the enemy to get what we can get for ourselves. Reparation is a demand, not a ban. And that's black power.
That is black power. Again, the sentiments across the country is to get what is owed to us from a vicious system and a corrupt government. And because a great nation would have never done any of this. And we have to take this into consideration that we built everything. All of the roads you see that maybe some are asphalt, concrete, all the steel. We built the roads. All the roof work, all the carpentry work, we built these buildings from the outhouse to all of the houses. So we don't want to take a second seat. We will not be a second-class citizen under these conditions. And we're glad to see that Black Lightning is tuned back in. And you all are here to explain to a progress or to continue us on this topic, reparations from Oakland, Diego, to Brooklyn and the Bronx. Go ahead, whoever's on the line. On 301 at 682, we're glad you'll be able to fire back up. We'll clear the technical difficulty. Now let's go with some Black Power Radio. Black Power.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We got the A-team on the line. Maybe we had too much Black Power going. They had to shut us down. Because I ain't never seen it shut down like that before. But we got the A-team. Hey, we relentless. Like I said before, we like a bloodhound. There's dead on the trail. He got the scent of reparations, and we dead on the we dead on the scent of reparations. So I'm just saying, it's time to get it. And I think Brother Ron had somebody was saying about the when we cut off, when we were saying about those HUD. The HUD building, the HUD building. And going down to the different locations, correct, sir? If it's still there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Did y'all catch that, or did we knock out at that time? I'm not even sure. Oh well, you can give him a recap if you don't mind, Captain. We got Captain Ronnie Bowens on the line. Give me a recap on the reparations. As far as our hunt on these federal owned buildings, so that we can get acquire some land acquisition, as Sister Truth Bay would say. is she on the line, sir? National Chairman. Well, give me an update, and he'll come back with her. While you give him the update, I'm gonna check on her. Brother Bowens?
Yes, sir.
Can you give them an update? Because we dropped off the air when you were giving them the update.
Yes, sir. I was stating that after you had forwarded the information to me today concerning the HUD buildings here in the city of New York City, my intentions are, and I'm somewhat familiar with the program already, my intentions are to be up bright and early tomorrow, going up to 125th Street, corner of Clayton Powell Boulevard, called the State Office Building. I don't remember what floor it's on, but they have one of their offices located in the building. I will go up there and request copies of all current empty buildings that's owned by the City of New York. And I will somehow forward this information to you, brother. If I have to fax it or send it FedEx.
No. We'll send it to Sister Truth Bay by the email.
Okay. And then I will do that. But and if I'm unable to obtain it there because it's public information, it's public record, I will go down to Federal Plaza and I will obtain it there. But by this time tomorrow evening, I will have information concerning all of the empty buildings that's up for sale or whatever methods they may, you know, you may have to obtain them. I will have this information available by this time tomorrow evening. I will begin to forward it to the sister tomorrow.
That's black power. That's black power in the works under the field marshal's office. Brother Phil Marshall, Karan, did you have anything to add when we had cut off?
I wanted to add that we looking also for the gentrification updates. We have to keep our eyes open in New York City, especially. The rent is crazy. So we need to do more. Black power?
It's crazy as fuck.
All right, so we need to basically get these houses that are still available. We need to find ways to get in these houses and find people to put them in so they can pay the rent and stay in New York, because the rent is crazy. So I wanted to promote the tables with the wholesale oils and incense, sage, black soap, shea butter as well, so we can get our revenue up as well. So whenever it comes down to these buildings, we're going to need money. And that money got to come from us, and we can't get that money from nowhere else. So we need to raise that money up with own inventory and our own products. I wanted to add that in there. Black Power.
Excuse me, can y'all mute your lines in the background there if y'all not talking? Brother Abdullah and everybody, whoever's on the line, just mute your lines when you're not talking, please. You're going to get background noise, buses and whatnot, gunshots, fire, ambulances, police pulling me over. No, I'm just joking. Like my brother said, we need some finances, and a lot of that going to come from our listening audience. I would hope that they would break off some chains. Some people like Kanye West and them would go ahead and get us what we need, you know. We need a bus. And so I'm just go ahead and challenge everybody to go ahead and put up $20, you know. Everybody put up $20 from all formations, from everybody listening in, so that we can at least have a down payment, you know. But we really need more, so that's really not going to get it, because when I start thinking about it, I'm like, that's really not going to get it. We need a grand. From everybody, they can get a grand. Everybody that got a grand, they can fill a grand. We need it, because we got to get a bus for all of our soldiers to be on, because we got people from Ohio, people from Missouri, people from the Carolinas, people from Virginia, West Virginia, New York, everywhere that we need to get. Everybody to one location, like in D.C. when the time is right, and get our and demand our reparations, because it's already at the table. And we'll put Sister Truth Bay up on the mic with some heavy facts, like she was telling me, and they have 150.2 million dollars. Of misappropriated funds for the homeless in Los Angeles that they're refusing to move on. So, and those funds, the same funds, is the HUD funds, and we got, even in our area, we got some funds that's supposed to be given to the homeowners or whatever. So that they can even make repairs and whatnot. So you got to check into your local legislations to find out what's really happening, you know, and even listen in to these city council meetings. But before I get too far off in that, back to the funds. Like I say, for the bus, that would be Cash App and Dig Deep as possible, enough to help, not enough to hurt, to $77 Bakers.
All right, Black Power Radio, we're sorry we had a technical difficulty, and we're right Black Online. We're right Black with you here on air at Black Power Radio. And let me pull up Brother Ty and make sure that you can hear me. Can you hear me, Brother Ty? You live? Is your mic live?
Yes,
we
sir.
A couple of mics to go.
Black Lightning, we on here together.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Black Power.
Black Power. That's a good ride, and let me see if I can pick back up on 240-540-594. 240 at 594. You there, Black Power? Black Power at 240. Black Power at 240. Can you hear us clearly?
Black Power. You got an echo. You got an echo, sir. If you could turn the volume down on your other device so it won't echo.
All right, hold on.
Okay, 240.
Okay.
Hold on.
I'm y'all hooked into my system, so I'm gonna have to turn that down. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Am I too loud? Because y'all in my music system. I got that in my music system.
What up?
Okay, hold on.
Turn your volume down.
Yes, sir. I got one thing to say. Can you hear me? Black Power.
Okay.
Black Power.
All right, listen up. For those who don't know the meaning of certain things, let me go ahead and start from this area right here because it's best to know who we're talking to and who's out there. My name is Brother T. Hillel of the New Black Panther Party. We need to know what this means, right? Reparations, the act or process of making amends for a wrong. According to the United Nations, adequate, effective, and prompt reparations is intended to promote justice by redressing gross violations of international human rights, law, or serious violations of international humanitarian. All right, speaking of that, meaning that if somebody did you something wrong, in order to make it right, you have to give them reparations. And true or false, have we been wrong? Give me a Black Power if we've been wrong. We've been wrong.
Black Power.
Okay, now, if we've been wrong, we are due that reparations the same as those came from China or Japan that was in that camp. I can't say Lejeune, but Camp Norfolk, the camp down there, you know, when the Japanese had conflict with the United States and they had to put all of them in concentration camps or whatever they had to do before they released them, before that war was over. Okay, they're going to probably get reparations, or they say they're giving somebody reparations in the North. So what about us? All right, now, that's what we're speaking on now, us. Now, as a people, as a group, if you want your reparations, you got to unify. Unify. None of this fake shit, I'm going to be with you and I'm gone. We have to really unify as a unit. And when we come in, we got to come in strong, y'all. Everybody that got their ears on now, don't hear with one ear, hear with both. God gave us two ears to hear two times and one mouth to speak brief. So listen to hear what I'm saying. We have to unify. This is reparations. This is serious. If you don't take this serious, then you don't want nothing. We want what's owed to us. We want to give it to our, when we leave this planet, this is not for me. This is for my niece, my niece's niece. My niece's niece's niece. Oh, my generation's down. I said nieces because I don't have a son or a daughter right away. All right? That's why I put it on the nieces. Them are my sons and daughters. But their generation's going down. It's going to need this. So we're going to have to be real strong. We're going to have to step up with power, clarity, and authority wherever we go. We're going to have to know what we're doing. We can't just go out here doing this. We have to be what we know. So all of you that got your ears on and hearing two times, get a good English, study the English language, get a good knowledge of it, because they're going to use these words. And we know these words are going to save, create, and destroy. And we're going to know that they're trying to destroy you, so they're using all kind of words to interfere with what we're trying to do. And you know anytime you try to do something good, guess who's at the scene? Lucifer, Satan, devil, dragon, and beast trying to stunt your growth. So this is all I have to say to my Black people. Come together. Unify. Power, clarity, and authority. Stand up for what's yours. And learn the law. Please, learn the law. Without the law, you don't law govern all events. Without the law, you are dead in the water. Learn the law. Because they are pulling us over, killing us. because you don't know the law. They're pulling us over, telling us, no, give me your ID. No, they don't have a right to do that. All these things, reparations fall under that. Don't forget that. We're being misused and abused as long as we keep doing what we're doing. Stand up for each other. Come on, man. Come on, man. We're out of Washington, D.C. And I'm going to let you know, if anything, if anybody needs me, I'm there. But don't call me for bullshit. I'm not going to come out for bullshit, and I'm not going to sit in bullshit. But when it's time to roll, I'm going to put my foot in their ass. I'm going to be going hard. I'm going to be that one. If y'all don't know about the rules of racism, hidden colors, it was this one brother that was killing all the motherfucking slaveholders and masters and back in the day. They never caught him. All right, that's me. That's my line. I said this to bring this back. Stand up for yourself. Don't be scared. Don't be scared to die. This is nothing but the flesh, man. When you need it, it's nothing. You're going to be all right. It's freedom or death, y'all. Freedom or death. Black power.
Freedom or death.
Freedom or death.
Black power. We thank Brother Hebel for dropping it. And Brother Hillel has been in all departments of defense and all departments of information. And he's just a stand-up Panther forever. Man, I'm going to tell you, he's Panther for life. And we love Hebel so much right here on Black Power Radio. I've got an 872. I can't get the technical difficulty out of 872. 872, you're live on Black Power Radio. 872-201, you're live on Black Power Radio. Hope it's clear. Two going once, 872 going twice. I can't get the plug out. On 872,
hey,
you're live.
Hey, Black Power.
We got
brothers
you,
and sisters.
Black Power. So damn glad you're here. Yeah. Come on in the house. You got Switchblade out of Chicago, Illinois, bringing. We got them tonight, beloved sister out of Switchblade in Chicago. We got from Diego and the Bay all the way up to Oaktown in Oakland, California, all the way back to Chicago. We got El Paso, San Antonio, Houston. We got St. Louis, Missouri on line tonight. And we've got them all up in New York, Bronx and the Brooklyn. We had Harlem last night. We got Bronx and Brooklyn tonight. Or you want to go from Brooklyn to Bronx? It doesn't matter. All the chatter don't matter. We're right here in Washington, D.C. I want to welcome Switchblade, one of our, in training, a national minister of education that's going to speak to you on reparations. Thank you for joining us tonight, and welcome to Black Power Radio. Black
Thank
Power.
You for inviting me. Black Power and B1, brothers and sisters, I just want to piggyback off what one brother said about learning the law and learning the words that they use, because they will always have a trick bag for when we get our reparations. They try to form it as a voucher or a grant for housing, but if you read the fine print, they probably add, well, you're going to have to use your reparations money that we gave for the housing specifically towards this bank that Black folks don't own. So again, brother was right when he said that we have to slow down and make sure that we make it beneficial all the way through for every point of getting our checks. And as I mentioned, in New York, I know you guys are having a huge immigration problem. I mean, people who don't even have paperwork or don't even know the laws of the land have more benefits than the people whose lineage goes back to slavery. And that's not right. And even with the mayor of New York now is trying to get homeless people or who apparently look homeless or mental. I don't know how you can decipher that in New York. But they're trying to make laws so we can constantly get put in a prison system just by looking a certain way. And the reparations that we're asking for is not only for our land. You got to cut the check for the injustice that we have constantly suffered for centuries. So we're going to have to add that in there. We're going to have to add having our own educational system. And I actually agree with how the Native Americans have their reparations. If you look at certain reservations, they have their shit together. They have their casinos, they have their business, they have their own security police officers, and that's exactly what we need to aim for. And if we could get a part of our own cities and different states around this country to come together. That is beautiful. And I'm loving all the energy that is on this call right now coming from coast to coast. And I say keep pushing through. Make sure that there aren't any trick words when you when we go for our reparations. And also, an important thing, make sure the people who are in charge of what we're going to have is also blood lineage to our culture, our cause. So with that being said, I pass the mic on, Black Power and B1.
And that's Black Power, Black Power. And we have so much love for Switchblade out there in Chicago and all of those Panthers chiming in from every part of the country. We got them here tonight. And we're rocking from Diego to the Bay. Oh, my. And we're working from Chicago black to St. Louis, working from St. Louis down to Houston, all through San Antonio, coming down New Orleans, and all those places, Lake Charles, and all down Lafayette, Louisiana. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Pinville, Florida. We got them all here tonight. We're just going to rock some 202 right here close to the mic. We got 202 at 702. You're actually live right on Black Power Radio. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power. Black you can power. Go ahead and drop it like it's hot. You got to turn your volume up a pace if you would and get you some volume there and see if you can get right live on air. Black Power. Okay, 702, you can go ahead and rock the mic. I know 702 gave it up. I don't know. Did they disappear?
Black Power, sir.
Black Power, is that 702?
No, Black Power, sir. It was Black Lightning. I dropped off. I don't know why. I think the powers that be are trying not to let that money flow through. Because as soon as I asked for the money, they cut me off. So we're going to try it again, but with a different voice. How about you, Sister Melinda?
Black Power, 77 Black Power. Bakers.
Oh, yeah. Give them to them again.
Black Power, 77 Bakers.
There you go.
Sometimes you have to give it to them three times to make sure they got it.
Black Power, 77 Bakers.
Dollar sign, 77 Bakers. And light it up tonight. And put some lean green in the black machine. We're moving our troops all over. We're keeping our Black Power radio on. We're paying for everything that we need to pay for, but it takes money to build that black nation, to build the Black Panther Party, and to rekindle and reblaze all those trails that have been blazed by the original Panther, the new Panther, the Panther and the leadership of Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar is rolling coast to coast. Like you said, we are all over. So go ahead. All those mics are open just about. Go ahead and rock.
You know what my auntie said today? She said, James Brown said, sold me out for chicken change, and it's saying that Fannie Lou Hamer wanted to come in with the new, Black Party, with the Black Party, the Freedom Party, and LBJ. Tell Martin Luther King, don't go for the Freedom Party, and I'll pass the freedom the civil rights bill, So he passed the civil rights bill, so he could get he was using my auntie said that he was using the Willie Lynch syndrome. He said I'm gonna show you how to get 200 black votes. He said I'm gonna show you how to get the black vote for 200 more years under the Democratic Party. And we've been voting 200 for the last, ever since we've been voting Democrat, a Democrat, as some would say. But my brother, he had something to say about Kenya, I believe it was, Brother Karan, our National Field Marshal.
Yes, sir. I wanted to chime in and tell everybody that the media is persuading everybody's attention towards the LGBT craze. And in Kenya, the president and the former president from 2018 and the current president now, they stand firm on not catering to the political swing of the media when it comes to the LGBT, because in Kenya, there is no high concentration of homosexuality, not enough for it to be a major issue, as other places are pretending it is to be. And it's a media thing where they want everybody to be in a line with the LGBT community when it doesn't represent majority of any community. So we're looking at the LGBT community, which is only like 2% of the population, controlling everything we see on TV. So I just wanted to say shout out to the presidents of Kenya and the traditions and the values that they hold. And I think we can watch and learn from those presidents and the Kenyan people and the community. Black power.
Black power. And the other than the morals that we hold with Biden showering with little girls and stuff, you know. So that's the American value system is like you say, when they look in the mirror and they see that white devil, they understand what Farrakhan and Elijah Muhammad was saying, because they know they are. But let justice be justice and freedom ring. And I just know that they didn't. We, like I said, we'd be like pit bulls, or I like to say like a bloodhound, or like a bloodhound. We got the scent. We got the scent of the reparations, and I think that's why we was cut off. I don't think it was no technical difficulty. I think it was getting a little bit too powerful up in here, and then we got cut off because they say, they about to come to the table for strong for reparations. Because if it happens, when it happens in Oakland, we're going to cascade all the way down. And we can't let the charlatans take the reins, so they can work with us, or like Adam Clayton Powell said, either roll with us or we'll roll over you. He said it better than that, though. He said either march side by side with us or we'll march through you, you know. So I'm just saying, we ain't going to let the charlatans take over. And I ain't going to say no names or nothing like that, because we're going to see what we can get to the table first. And then if they don't cooperate, then we'll put them on blast, you know. So
back to
you, National Chairman. I love Sheikh Ilhan Omar, National Chairman of the New Black Panther Party for Self-Defense, y'all. Oh, but they don't like me asking for money. So, Sister Melinda, would you mind, please, one more time, at least three?
Black power. Dollar sign, 77 bankers.
Yes, ma'am. Back to you, Chief.
Sounds great. Sounds great. And we're happy with all of you tonight to know that such a network, such a broad network across the nation that appeals for reparations, and then we are making demands that we get land. Every black man, every black woman, and all of our black children deserve to live a decent life here on this soil. And I'm here to tell you, every black man and every black woman deserve a decent job with a decent wage. And those demands haven't changed from the Nation of Islam, from the original Black Panther Party for self-defense. And I do mean the key to that sentence is self-defense. And a good self-defense is the best offense we've ever provided for anyone, anywhere, on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. And the best love you could ever give, that we give. And the best gift we can give is love from the heart. Marvin Gaye said it best, but we can even say it better today on Black Power Radio, because we're here tonight demanding reparations, teaming up with those that love reparations, that love freedom, justice, and equality, that love it. Let's level that goddamn playing field. If y'all don't know how to do it, well, Sheikh Ilhan Omar, he knows how to level that goddamn playing field and bring the equalizer to the table and shake the goddamn opposition. That's right. And shake the goddamn opposition. Just like Kanye say, yeah, well, I don't like the Zionist Jew in my pocket, and I'm going to go tell the big chief Donald Trump. Matter of fact, homie, won't you be my running mate? Huh? And oh, yeah. Oh, it pissed him off. but it's far better to be pissed off than to get pissed on by all these Black Panthers. So you better take Kanye. That's the soft. That's the easy way out. But we're going to make it rough for you here at the Black Panther Party. And we don't do nothing easy. We always do it like Tina Turner was saying back in the day. Sometimes we like to do it a little rough. You know what I'm saying? So this is what's up with the Black Panther Party. It's full and complete reparations. They have to restore all the damage that's been done to our children. There's been emotional damage. There's been intellectual damage, spiritual damage done to us by forcing a culture, the culture namely of the Mediterranean, meaning the European culture, down on to melanated people. The non-melanated man, this is what his greatest apprehension is, that he will lose control of these 50 million Black people that are boosting the economy and keeping things going around here. But we withdraw and start supporting ourselves. That means he lose millions, potential billions, because we spend $1 trillion plus in our budget every year. We're not sleeping. We're not the sleeping giant. Maybe we used to be, but we ain't goddamn Oldsmobile that we used to be. We're that brand new flavor in your ear, and we're kicking ass. We don't give a damn about no cracker named Uncle Sam. We just want what's due to us in the form of reparations for all of our patents, all of our inventions, and all of the misuse and abuse, all the blood, sweat, and tears in the soil, all the unjustifiable some call them police, but all the unjustifiable homicides that have been done to us. We deserve reparations for the lives of our families that were lost, unnecessary execution of our people, and we're bringing an end to that with We the People government, the government that was originally supposed to have been established here, was a government of We the People. But We the People always was some white man, some cracker with a sore foot that he finished putting up our behind. Oh, my. But that's what Richard Pryor asked in the cross-examination question. No matter how funny he was, no matter how much they said that nigga's crazy, he said, how long will we discover how to fight? And so these white folks will stop kicking us in the ass. So this is what you got to understand. We a brand new man, and we ain't taking no shit off your ass like Eddie Murphy and Bernie Mac will tell you. We ain't taking, and we ain't scared of you motherfuckers. So whatever you want to do, do your best shot, because we're going to do our best when we go for our reparations and take charge of our land and all Black Panther property in view, which again includes 196,940,000 square miles. And we don't mind putting a square toe in a round ass. And I ain't mad at you, but you have done for me kicking ass for far too long. How long will it be before we discover fire so we can stop freezing to death? And this is what I'm asking here tonight. What will we do to fire up the cause for reparation? Somebody else, Black Online, between Switchblade and Black Lightning's line, and we got Ty Nitty, the chairman out of South Carolina. All of you are online. I didn't want to hog that old mic, you know, damn well I can go. But I'd like to hear from you all because... Oh, we love you so much, Black Power Ready. Okay, go ahead.
Black Power. I ain't forget, but I just caught up in the moment. Like I said, Bloodhound on the reparations trail, and we got the scent, and they're going to shake us off. No way. And Bloodhounds ain't scared of gunfire either. They used to run through the woods with the hunters and catch the duck before he hit the ground. But anyway, I have brother Captain Ron Bowens on the line too. I thought he wanted to chime in, and I just went through Black Power. Brother Ron, are you there with us?
Yes, sir. Black Power.
Yes, sir. Anything else you wanted to add? In general on the trail of Black reparations here.
Yes, sir. My personal take on this issue is, my soul cringes every time this subject comes up because I think about the millions and millions of our people that were murdered during this process that they call slavery, total barbarianism perpetrated against an innocent people simply because of the color of their skin. It's a new day and time. There's a new generation here. We are not the generation of the people before us. but we do represent them in our soul. We are not walking around the corner, and we're not going to sing, we shall overcome. We're not bowing our knees and begging. We are demanding what is rightfully ours under the sun that the Creator made. We are not taking no for an answer. We are willing and ready to steamroll over anything and everyone that gets in our way, that prevents us from obtaining what is rightfully ours and that was denied our ancestors under this sun, and that is reparation by any means necessary. That's what I have to say about that.
That's Black Power, Brother Ron, and we hope that all of our comrades will be uniting and putting arms around Brother Ron, Brother Karan, Brother Abdullah, and all of those throughout New York, Brother Jabari, and that list just goes all the way up. And if you ask where I live, you just point to the hill and go all the way up, because nothing can happen. All the way, goddamn it, up. Oh, yeah, we got a high time on Black Power Radio tonight, and we're just rotating around the country, and we can pass that mic black to our beloved sister right out in Chicago, Illinois. I know she's got a little more on reparations, because I know she's
Black Power Switchblade.
What say ye, Sister Switchblade, on that? Yeah, what say ye, Sister Switchblade? Let's see if she can get to the mic.
There are so many levels for reparations, as I mentioned before, but we could always start with that check. You know, it's always come down to it. What is reparations? It's a check. Give me that check. You owe us that check. No vote, no check, no kidding. So as long as we are constantly on this page of being on code, of getting what is due to us, we're on the right track. We could take care of everything that is oppressing us, our personal issues to our community issues. Once we get that check, majority of the time, we are going to want to fix ourselves. We always say, before this reparation subject came up, oh, if I hit the lottery, oh, if I save enough money and start my own business. Well, this is the booster that we need that have been deprived from us for centuries. So everyone on this line, take a bow, pat yourself on the back, because our ancestors are proud that we are representing them. So, and since we are our ancestors, we are the warrior class that is going to protect our community. So with that being said, our reparations will be recognized. They will be given to us for generations to come. And let's keep on with this fight, pushing for what is right for us. So I'm going to pass the mic on. I'm pretty sure the brothers want to say something, and sisters wanted to say something as well. I know you have a limited time on this platform. So with that being said, Black One, Black Power and B1.
Black Power. B1, Black Power, Black Power. National Chief, you still with us? Black Power? He may have stepped away. But
hey,
no, yes, sir, Black Power.
Hey, as tax time roll around, I want y'all to be mindful of what to do with your tax money. You can go to a tax sale. I think it varies from city to city. In my city, I go to the tax assessor's office, and you can ask for a list of tax sales houses. And if somebody can pay their taxes, then you can pay their taxes, and then the house will be granted to you within a year. If they don't pay their taxes within a year, you're paying the taxes, then the house will be yours. So that's another way, a great way to obtain a property, a home, apartment complex, or whatever you want to get. Townhome, condominium. So, yeah, just be mindful of what you do with your tax money. You ain't got to blow it on tennis shoes and fancy cars and vacations. Put it up. Let it build up. You might have to save it for 3 years to be able to get something. But when your tax money come around, hold on to it and invest it in something. Black power.
Black power.
That's right. With a strong black military, we can block that call at this hour. We're just so strongly united on this issue. We're just connecting the dots and connecting the cities and hooking up the individuals that are with the right move on reparations. Pulling in, National Minister of Justice is calling out Al Sharpton and all of those on the East Coast, and she's right there physically with those, the Reparations Committee of Oakland, Los Angeles, and San Diego. And they do meet, that's right, they do meet. The next meeting is in San Diego, and those in the Bay in the West, make sure you make it to San Diego for the West Coast reparations. And, reparations are just due. That no one is going to volunteer for any form of impoverishment. And people don't want no handout. And all we want you to do is open the goddamn door. And James Brown said it best, like Black Lightning said, yeah, open the door and I get it my motherfucking self.
Get it myself.
I don't need your help like that. We don't need nothing like that. We didn't need you to give us. You stole us. You sold us. And now you owe us. How are we going to make the black nation rise? We're going to agitate, educate, and organize. Now, how are we going to make the black nation rise? Agitate, educate, and organize. How we make the black nation rise?
Agitate, educate, organize.
And that's what we're doing tonight here on Black Power Radio. We're just so happy to be here to give us another year. We're taking inventory on 22, and we launched 23. Is that right, Black Lightning? Yesterday,
yes,
on Sunday, we launched 23 early so we could avoid the rush because y'all Negroes going to get in the way anyhow. And so instead of letting y'all get in our way, we launched 23 yesterday, and we moved on. We had moved on, and we got our people. We got our God. As Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad teaches us, and we got our gun. And we don't mind. You go over there and test them families that we protected, and we are trained to what? To cut your no-good cracker ass down. We will cut you down, just like Red, and mow you down, just like an old bloody jarred mud hound. Because there ain't much to you, nothing but a big old coward anyhow. Same coward used to punk him in the lunchroom, wait till he get on the playground, that goddamn lunch money. You know how it went back in the day. And them the ones that you see on the front line and the whole police, excuse me, some call them police, but the whole police department. And we've gone toe-to-toe. Everywhere we went toe-to-toe with the whole police, we blacked them down. And brothers,
right.
You got to get courage, right, to black these no-good cracker police down when they come out with all them batons and their guns and their spray maze and all their electrochargers and tasers, lasers, and... So, yeah, you got to learn combat guerrilla warfare and how to do this. And if you don't know how, you mosey on down to the Black Panther Party, Sheikh Ali Imam Akbar. It's going to train you how to manage against the goddamn opposition. And that's what we got to do here today. And that's why we've come here tonight, to get you better prepared to manage against the opposition. Now, somebody wanted to turn at the mic. I saw hand go. Was that you, Ty Nitty? And the hand went up. Somebody's hand went up. I don't know if he's still there. But the Ty out in South Carolina, was that your hand?
No, sir. It wasn't my hand, but...
Give it up.
Yeah, man, we gotta put our minds together and move forward, move into another gear for 2023. We're seeing the old way wasn't working, so it's time to do it a little bit different. It's time to step it up a little bit more. I mean, what we got to lose? Somebody tell me what we got to lose. We ain't got shit now.
We have nothing to lose.
Only one way to go is up. That's right.
That's right.
It's only one way to go up from here.
Yes, sir,
it's only one way to go from
and
here.
And Brother
Tadney,
you received some good news today, and you can share it any way you want to and drop it like it's hot, but you got some great news going on over there by you. And I'm glad to hear the good news.
Yeah, I'm paying new property today. I've been working on this for a little minute. I should have got it about 20 years ago, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, the white man, he shorted me on my education then. They gave me a criminal record. And then they told me I can't get a job because I had a criminal record. And then once I started making a little money, I had to turn around and pay them, pay court costs, pay lawyer fees and all these different things. And then I had to play catch up. You know what I mean? So they cut me down for a little minute, but finally I done got up on my feet just a little bit. Not enough to let it go to my head, but just a little bit. Enough for me to get my mind together enough to know not to go out and buy, you know, fancy shoes and gold chains. I've been saving up for a minute and struggling and flipping and making my money do a little couple of somersaults for a minute. And I got it to the point now where I made a big old step forward and I accumulated a property today. Like I said, it's been a long time in the making, but I finally made it happen and proud of myself. And I owe it all to my family and God and everybody that stood by my side, Mr. Akbar. You know, when I wanted to just flip phone out or whatever like that, he told me, just hold it in the road. You're almost there. You know, just keep it going steady, you know. There have been some nights and days and shit where I just wanted to say, fuck it. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and splat a few of these motherfuckers, man. But, you know, I stayed patient and everything been going in the right direction. So I'm happy, man.
Man, I'm glad that you were able to maintain the course and keep an even keel and high-end discipline. This brother, the folks been telling us that, he said, this is the most discipline we've seen our brother, and we love our brother, and we love you for teaming up and doing what you got to do there in all parts of the Carolinas, Georgia. He's everywhere down there. Woo! Yes, sir, all up and down the East Coast, this man, yeah. Can't keep up with him. My fast is moving too slow, but we try to tag along when we can. But it's a great thing, bro, and I'm happy for you right there, and in the mid-Atlantic region. So we ain't quite South Good when you in South Carolina, because you know you got Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi to go. Now that's all South. That's good and South when you go Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Texas. By the time you get to Arkansas, they don't whoa your ass out. Please don't mention Oklahoma. We ain't even going to talk about Oklahoma tonight. But we love you so much, Brother Ty, for doing what you do. And then keeping the reparations movement going, keeping the Black Panther movement going there in Carolinas and with an S. Multiple Carolinas. He's there in power in North and South Carolina. So don't make no mistake about it. Because you cross the line, he can go and get your ass. That's right. He's got jurisdiction in South Carolina and North Carolina, so he'll explain that to you another time. But nevertheless, we're rocking and rolling right here at Black Power Radio. We ain't scared of none of the opposition, and we took a hard, strong, hardline position against the goddamn opposition. And that's one of our calling cards is the success we've had lobbying and going against the opposition out there. City council level and at the county board levels and getting some things done. Got a decision turned around from manslaughter to murder one, and got a local jail, put him in some jail time for no bond, and now that they've slid the track of bond, ain't no telling what they're about to do. Them white nationals get to cutting up, and that's when the North Carolina and South Carolina put their white robes on and, you know, cut the eyes out the sheets, and they get to rallying, and that's what I'm telling you, the Black Panther rally is becoming bigger in the South than the white nationalist rally, and that's why they're hating on the Melanated Nations today. But we don't give a damn about no cracker name on the fan, because he's not my main man. Because you did see the Chinese brothers, they never copped no plea. You see, because they was hip, I mean, to their own unity. Now, isn't that the way we say that we want to be? But yet we conquered, we divided, tricked and undecided. As we're bewildered and confused, we sat and watched the 6 o'clock news that just got sponsored by the 6 o'clock Jews. And I'm telling you, straight up and down, backside, with no swerves and no curves. And they got the nerve, huh, to come and block our reparations. Well, we're going to take a strong, hard-line position against the opposition on the side of the righteous, of we the people at this hour. And we the people.gov is the best thing that has ever happened to us since you heard them cut up the sliced bread. I'm just going to tell you just like I know it. I'm going to tell you the truth.
I know I ain't going to lie. So I'm going to pass that mic, and I know if somebody wants to speak, just speak right up. Don't hold your tongue. It's not the time. Go ready.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
How's everybody doing tonight?
Oh, was somebody speaking?
Go ahead and drop it.
Everybody good? Everybody good?
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got a brother Shaka Zulu on the line with us too. National Chairman, you with us?
Well, welcome to Airways, Brother Shaka Zulu. We're glad to hear from you. We're right up in here at Black Power Radio, giving you more.
Black Power, thank you for having me.
Black Power Radio, Black Power.
Of the Freedom Fighters, our comrades in Ohio. Go ahead, get in the fire. We're talking about the reparations hearings is happening right now down in Oakland and trying to cascade it across the nation and get your views on it. I know you're all about the action. Like I said, by any means necessary, this brother is by any means necessary. Black Power, go for it, sir.
Thank you for the stage. Thank you for the stage. I appreciate y'all having me tonight. About the reparations. About the reparations. One of the things I feel like need to be included in the reparations is actually our military to be funded. We definitely can't get anything or move a step further past us having a military because we know that history repeats itself. And if we do not have anything to protect our best interests, I feel like we'll be doing just service to our ancestors before us. All of the great leaders before us have the blueprint that we should be following. So I think we need to be putting that good word in when it's showtime. Definitely.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No doubt about it. And they've used every avenue to escape the responsibility of paying us reparations. Every senator, every congressman, every local representative, every state delegate should be working harder on reparations than we are because they're the ones that stole from us our natural and mineral resources. They're the ones that sold us. They sold slavery. They would sell a man to another man. And knowing the Bible was preaching against that and swear to be Bible-toting, Bible teaching type of guys that will come along and enslave us because of the melanation in our skin. Oh, there's something terrible wrong with this equation, but there's something terribly wrong with them for thinking that we're going to allow them to do a drive-by on reparations. We're going to charge them and hold them accountable for reparations to this black nation, especially at this hour, for Black Power. Black Power?
Black Power.
Black Power.
You got a little bit of a matrix going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let's continue the effort. Am I clear now? Are we clear?
Yes, sir.
For reparations from the United Snakes of America, from straight out of their budget. They're willing to even go to Africa to sidestep the black people that are here on the ground. And we put the labor in. We put in all of the inventions. All of the modern technology is based on the African man, the African woman, and all of our black children. But you never forget it, brother and sister, and don't let them practice any form of criminal neglect against you, against we the people, you and your children, and then they're moving to block our business. And they're moving for gentrification to come in our neighborhood and take over our homes, apartments, and townhouses. They don't want no, the white man don't want, nor does he need a no townhouse and no house in the ghetto. But he buys it anyhow so he can move the block so we can attempt a gentrification to reoccupy, move us out of the house and put himself there. He wants to be an urbanized guerrilla fighter in the middle of the ghetto, personate us and be us in the inner city. And knowing that he's established straight out of the swamp water, for instance, in Springfield, Illinois. That's where old Wooden Tooth Abraham Lincoln, old Honest Abe, got it, chopped down several cherry trees to build his wooden log cabin. Yeah, this was a log, a goddamn lumberjack, a savage out of the woods. And then Frederick Douglass attempted to civilize this man. And before he was assassinated, he had started a progressive civilization program with Abraham Lincoln to get him to calm down and be more like folk in the urban areas that he know how to be city calm. He didn't ever calm down that wild country-ass energy. And that's what Frederick Douglass was working on with Abraham Lincoln and giving him cultural refinement, giving him intellect, giving him real politics. I mean, multiple schemes. That's what poly means, many, many multiple schemes to achieve one effort or one end or one result. There are multiple energies. There's multiple energy, multiple schemes. Politics is a scheme to bring about the same result. So we're just looking at this thing from many ends of the politics, science, and the socialism. We're looking at the things that they have denied us, and justice delayed is certainly not justice denied. They cannot deny us justice. They cannot deny us the full and complete reparations, restoration for what has been done to us. So we continue. We do not give up the fight. We'll fight them all the way from the cradle to the grave. And I'll leave your mic open, and that's your opportunity to drop it like it's hot.
Well, that's all on that. Cradle to the grave. Can everybody mute their lines? Because I don't know why we got a matrix. But I hear a bit of a matrix, unless it's your location, sir. I'm not sure. But you do have a bit of a matrix going on. But I would say that as far as from the defense point of view, from the Defense Department, we have several ways to make the move. Oops. I mean, if 800,000 votes don't convince a person to move along, even a Bigfoot understands that. Hey, you raise a stick at a Bigfoot, he'd probably snatch you up and eat it, if they exist, I'm just saying. But just in case, if I'm walking through the woods late at night, I got one of these. And it's good to bang them upside the head with, too. I'm just saying, we've got many ways of protecting our people. Let me put it like that. Because we're here to protect the people. We're at a vanguard for the people. And that's why I say we got some soldiers. We got soldiers ready to go, you know. So we got training. We was thinking of training around February, undisclosed location, undisclosed time. But those people who are invited, they'll know when and where, unless y'all want to get on the good foot and chime on in and send your resume to Cruiser 7000, and that's CURIZER 7000 at Gmail or GangsterMail or GoogleMail.com. And again, that's Cruiser. I'm gonna mess up. Cruiser 7000. Y'all probably spell it better than me, quicker than me. And Cruiser 7000. Put your resumes in, and as long as you're not a pedophile or some other kind of undesirable to mankind, I'm sure you fit right in. Ain't nobody gonna come to God clean in the end anyway, you know, whether it be disorderly conduct, speaking for my own self, you know, or cussing the police out, speaking for my own self, I'm just saying, injustice, on justice's behalf, you know, tell them, look, I'm standing right here, you know, I'm going to film what you're doing to the old black man there, you know what I'm saying? Because he, all he's doing is standing outside of the store, so that's not really a crime, so I'm going to watch and I'm going to film you, and you ain't going to make me move, you know what I'm saying? And to the point where I become such a nuisance to them, they leave him alone, you know, and they ain't come to me either. They just decide it's time for them to get in their car and hopefully the brother take my advice, because I told him, I said, look, man, just go on, you know, just go home or something, you know, and make this go away, you know what I mean? Make them go away. And so instead of them making you go away, you know what I'm saying? So we got I wanted to say the Cash App, but I don't think the people want to hear my voice giving it out no more. But we need that. We need donations from the public, because if y'all don't give it, nobody gonna give it. Because for one, can you imagine us going over to the Jewish League or whatever they call it, the Anti-Defamation League, saying we want a loan of $50,000. Actually, I'm gonna be straight up with the public. Right now, I'm looking for 20 grand to get a van for the New Black, or a bus would be even better. We can obtain a bus for 20 grand. Actually, the bus would be 15 grand. But if we can get it up, we need the funds to be put where we got it from our national secretary of the Minister of Defense Department, our beloved sister Melinda right here. She can give it to you better than I can, I think. Prettier voice would do it better, I think. Can you give it to them again, sis?
Power. $ 77 Bakers.
That's right. That's right.
For the numerically impaired, what was that again?
$77 Bakers.
All right. Big love
for
us.
We have a special guest online.
God bless. On your teeth. Black power.
We've got a special guest.
We got the A-team over here.
Right, Black power. I've got
Black
a special
power.
Guest on.
Black power.
Black power.
And he is coming all the way from Jerusalem and Jordan. And he's just going to say a few words to you right from his heart. And we're live. We're on international radio. We're at Black Power Radio. And welcome Brother Kais to the airways.
Good evening, Akbar. Akbar is a good friend of mine for a long time, and he is delegated to his people. He's a hardworking man. I appreciate everything he does for his people and the movement that he's found along for a long time. I wish all the success to all the people online, whoever hear me. And like you said, the time changed now these days, and I think the movement that you carry is all good and benefit a lot of the people. So God bless you all, and this is sincere. Welcome from the guy came in just last night. I'm really tired. I'm at the hotel. I called to say hello to Akbar. He just put me on the line, like that. So I wish the blessing to all of you. Thank you so much.
Blessing to you. And Kais has been a friend of mine, and he's a great guy, a stand-up guy, all over Palestine, all over Jordan, and parts of Africa, parts of the United States, and around the world. And he's always working for cause of the underdog, the we the people kind of guy, a stand-up guy. And we have money and respect in our friendship, and we will always continue to reach out to Palestine and Jordan, because they have fought them. They have booted them out. This is the red, black, and green in their flag. They booted the non-Arab.
We have the same cause. We have the same mistreatment from the white man for a long time. So they come in and they occupy the country that does not belong to them, and they think they own the world. They don't own the world. This is not their place. Wherever they come from, they could go back. They want to go occupy Africa, part of the Middle East, part of everywhere. That's wrong. Nobody slave. Nobody expect to be a slave for the rest of their life. Sometimes you have to fight back. That's what we're doing.
That's right. And the Palestinians have stood up. The Afghan, you watch them now. The Iraqis, either way, they booted them out. The Iraqi booted them out. The Palestinians have booted them out with no trained sharpshooters, no great navy, no great army, but just the will, the self-determination of we the people, booted them out of Afghanistan. The Taliban actually backed them down and rolled them up out of there and put their government in place right in their face. So it's just how much courage and how much self-determination do you have, and that determines the outcome of your revolution. So I thank you as I pass the mic. We got 336. We're going to bring Maurice out of North Carolina. I know he's out there. Maurice is always ready to go. Give it up for Maurice down in South Carolina. No, he's in North Carolina. And thank you for joining us tonight, Brother Maurice.
Peace to fam.
Black Power.
Black Power, back to you, fam. Talk Black Power.
I'm just pretty much on tonight just to listen and see what's going on, pretty much.
Man, I'm telling
you,
we
ain't really got too much going on here in North Carolina. We ain't got too much going on here, so I'm just on here to listen.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we're going to fire it up in North Carolina. We had a rape case there, and Brother Maurice was able to work on that and expose the wicked one and bring him to justice down in North Carolina. He didn't tell you how we sought out that rapist down there. And the whole thing was on the field. The pastor on the field. Tell him that little short story, Maurice, about how we were out there
fishing and
got him out of there.
Oh, yeah, and all. We made them do their job pretty much. So now he's in custody and he's going to serve a lot of times. He's got strangulation charges, kidnapping charges, and statutory rape charges. So all three of them are felonies. So he's gonna be gone for a little while.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that show with that path of work on the ground in North Carolina. We're not no spook out the sky. We're not some spook from around the corner, but we get in where we can fit in and make it happen. And we are the vanguard, the protectors of we the people. We are wethepeople.gov, and we have nothing to apologize. We are unapologetically black and working for the cause of we the people. And we have land acquisition. So Maurice is telling you right up, straight up, in a mile circumference of our land, we would take charge of that property and take charge of. If there's a police officer, I'm calling police, but a police officer is abusing his privilege as an officer with a badge and a gun, and if we see him in a practice or a pattern of unethical conduct, we can take that goddamn officer into custody. We can detain. We can take his badge, his gun, his squad car, everything, because that belongs. That is the property of we the people. The squad car gun doesn't belong to, because many times they immigrate and come from somewhere else to do police work and be down in the black neighborhood and go from a corporal to a sergeant and a sergeant on up, and make it on to lieutenant and captain. Assistant chief be a major. Assistant chief doing nothing but running through the black neighborhood, chasing a little brother, a teenager with a nickel bag. All of a sudden, he is the captain. Come on, knows nothing about real police work, just chasing young black boys through the ghetto and call him a captain. No, I will call him a goddamn slave driver. And we will expose him at every turn in the road. Brother Maurice knows exactly what I'm talking about. As we expose him before in Carolina. That's right, Black Power. Black Power. Is that right,
black
Brother
power.
Maurice?
Black power.
Right.
Black Power.
Yes,
black
sir.
Power.
Somebody, I know somebody anxious to get the mic. I'm going to talk to Kays offline and thank you all. Thank you so much for joining us at Black Power Radio. Y'all can go ahead.
Oh, we were just replying Black Power back.
All right, Black Power, Black Power. There was somebody ready to go. Switchblade has always got something ready. In Chicago. Go ahead, Chicago. Are you with me? She got to come a long way to get her back. I know what she's up to. But Black Lightning, Switchblade has been a great contribution, a great contributor here to Black Power Radio. And we just want to thank her for all of her efforts, always going above and beyond the call of duty. So we thank you, the Queen Mother and the Queen Switchblade out of Chicago. Okay? And there ain't nothing like on 196,940,000 square miles of the planet Earth. We thank you again, Switchblade, for helping us and to support us. And she's becoming, I think, athlete. She's on a fast track to becoming one of our ministers of education. And she's an educator herself, worked in the school system in the state of Illinois. And she's helping us with education right here at the Black Panther Party. So that's very interesting. We're certainly thankful. And all of us are grateful for what she has done to help us here. Let's see. We're moving up the line. Anybody left on your line? Black Lightning, Black Fist, Black
Cat? Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Our defense brother Shaka, we was talking about reparations, but I know he got that fire like Switchblade. So I figure, you know, if maybe he didn't really speak his heart. If you got anything you wanted to add on that, brother. Brother Zulu, he could live up to that name in a heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? Don't mess up. It's like break glass in case of war. So I'm breaking the glass. Brother Shaka, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still with y'all, man. I just wanted to reiterate on Brother when he was saying about if we see the police and disorderly conduct where they chasing or misrepresenting the law and misusing their badge. When you said we have the right to take their vehicle, their badges, and everything else, now, where exactly would you recommend taking it to?
Whatever Black Panther, if you're a Black activist or a Black Panther, you have laws and rules, and if he violates, say an officer's guilty of unethical conduct, then you do whatever your law tells you to do because you have jurisdiction. And now you go down and make sure you got your agreement with your city council or with your county board or wherever you live, and within that jurisdiction that you have land. Say you have 5 acres of land, and it's located in Person County, North Carolina. And a half a mile from within the circumference of your property, a peace officer is acting up. And he violates whatever your law calls. That's because you have jurisdiction over there. You put your law in effect. If the Constitution does not supply you with justice under that Constitution, then you have a right to succeed. That's your succession. That's your permission. When you have land acquisition and you take authority with you and your network, organization, you are no better than your ability to do community outreach in your own community where your land is. And that's your jurisdiction because the police, some call them police, have neglected their intercriminal neglect, their intercorrupt police behavior, unethical conduct, abuse of power. They use excessive and deadly force against the citizens. If you find him in the midst of some unethical conduct, then you can take him under your jurisdiction, and you do whatever your law tells him to do. You are the law on your own land. That's real talk. You just haven't been taking advantage of that privilege. So you have to understand it comprehensively and make sure you've worked it out on the land, and you have land acquisition and jurisdiction over that property. So, and you have the right to exercise that within a 1 mile, not radius. Radius is half a circle. Circumference is a full circle of a mile around your property. So that's in effect. The Nation of Islam in Delaware is tuned up with us. The other Black Panther groups that are in other Black militias that's in tune with us. We're in Delaware, Maryland, D.C., and Virginia. Washington, D.C. is not a state, but we are in effect here in Washington as well. we were in West Virginia, Dr. Cruz Bay and Black Lightning with me. And a peace officer, so called peace officer, rolled up West Virginia. And he saw, recognized us to be pastors. He said, all right, we got, he said, oh, well, we're just checking in. But look, we got backup here. And anytime you need, all you do is call us.
Yep.
Fact, if you got to take charge of your property in view, you got to take charge of your land. If you say whose street, you say our street. Whose land, you say our land. And
our
goddamn,
land.
You got to act like it's your land. And your land with a $1 trillion budget to block the goddamn talk. And that's what I'm saying when you take land acquisition. Do you understand? And I can explain further, but did I answer your question?
Yes, sir.
All right. Good enough.
I'm about to do
check on that. Yeah, start incorporating that. Get your land acquisition. Get your paperwork from Black Lightning and the National Minister of Justice, and they will give you enough paperwork to make you legal to practice and to have peacekeeping forces within a mile circumference of your property. That's real talk. So all you got to do is get that. Todd Kynetti got it down there in South Carolina. That's right, Brother Ty. Brother Ty, and man, he know about these things. Yeah. And you could enforce land acquisition and jurisdiction over your land. They just talk to me, Black Brother Chairman Ty, Chairman Ty. Black Power.
Hey, man, you know, we talking about reparations, but, you know, we owe a lot to ourselves, too. And we can say it was really the white man that slowed us down and doing what we were supposed to be doing, and that's obtaining a home to raise a family in. Every man deserves his own place to raise a family in, because guess what? You go live with a woman, they're going to talk to you like you're a little boy. And when people approach your crib, you can't really protect your crib, and if you do, you don't get a murder charge. Or the police come out there and you don't own the crib, you don't get a burglary charge. So, man, if y'all don't hear me say nothing else, try to obtain some land or a place by any means. That's a tax sale, short sale, foreclosure, inheritance, any kind of way you can get a place. Try to get it. And don't sell it. Man, I'm going to tell you what they're doing right now. They're calling people on the phone trying to see if they'll sell their place. They're sending you letters in the mail, emails, text messages. If somebody in your family died and they know you're about to get the place, they go ahead and set it up the way they can try to get the place from you. And like he said, like Mr. Otbar said earlier, they don't even need these places. Why the fuck would you need this little bitty house right here and you got a whole mansion? How do you want to get that? You got plenty of money already. So what's your plans? Your plans is to get it so that a black man can't get it. That way he can't build a family. If he ain't got no house, he can't build a family. And just say, you can just save 10% of your paycheck every week, if that's what you need to do, and save your taxes when you get your taxes, or if you get your reparations, or whatever the case may be. But you might just decide to sell off a couple of your toys to get a few thousand and then flip them thousands. And however you got to do it, just make sure that you're putting your money toward the right things, because as I see it right now, look, I can see a liquor store from right here where I'm standing at. I'm pumping gas. I see a clothing store right there. And you know what? These people get their money from black people, the Indian people, the Arabs, the white people, the Chinese people. They get all, if not most of, all their money from black people. If we start spending all that money amongst ourselves, do you know how fast we can take over? See, the white man ain't got no really talents, no kind of strengths. So we stop fueling his flame and we stop giving him money for our ideas that he stole away, what are they going to have to work with? What are they going to have to work with? They're more likely to commit suicide. They're more likely to get on drugs. They're more likely not to have that many kids. They're more likely to kill people if we separate them from us, man. By doing what we're supposed to be doing, they'll kill themselves. But as long as we're giving them something they can kill, they're going to be killing us and laughing while we're killing each other. That's the whole thing they love to do. We got to stop working for them, though. We working for them killing each other. The KKK ain't got to hang nobody. They just give a nigga a few guns or whatever like that, let them kill each other. That's how I see it. They sitting back laughing now. Yeah, I wonder how many niggas going to kill each other Christmas. I wonder how many going to get caught drinking and driving. Yeah, we get their tax money. We going to get their motherfucking tax money. Somebody going to have to pay a lawyer for this. They got to pay a lawyer for that. And you know what? Somebody going to get drunk. They're going to drink too much eggnog. And guess what they're going to do? They're going to kill one another. If not, they'll just die from eating too much pork, too much ham. Every holiday, white holiday, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Halloween, what do? We overeat. Every time somebody die, what do? We overeat. We overdrink. We over-celebrate. Somebody get drunk, get in their feelings, and then they kill each other. Either we fall down, high blood pressure, heart attack, eat too much damn ham, eat too much sweet shit, and spike the blood sugar, blood pressure. It's repetitive. Hey, 2023, everybody do one thing, but not 10 things. Do something to be able to say you added on to the momentum that we're trying to gain right here. Do something. It can be something small, like smile at one another. Smile at somebody. Give them a compliment. Uplift somebody. Give somebody some advice. Show somebody how to give some money. Give somebody a shoulder to lean on. Once we get that brotherly love for one another, we ain't going to need nothing else. We ain't going to need to eat. Eat all the time. Eat till we overweight. We don't need to drink or use drugs. Our drug going to be that brotherly love that we giving one another. Can I get an amen? Can I get a black power?
A boom shot, Mr. Cracker. Black power.
Black power.
Black cracker. Black power. Black power.
Black power.
I beloved
black power.
My brother Ty. Tell him like a T.I. is, like it is, like it is, right here on Black Power Radio. How could we do any better than that? Yeah, we love you so much, Brother Ty. We're extremely proud of your accomplishment and doing your duty and getting your business handled today and the way that he's showing you as a professional. Like, get a damn, he don't give a damn about no history of no jailhouse and I didn't have no job and I didn't have no way to get up and a dozen roses and a dozen excuses to go with those roses. He said, man, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to stand up and be a goddamn man and step to the plate and put my things in place for me and my family, my current family, and more to come in my future family. A young man with a bright future and much to contribute to the way of the activist community, the black Pan-Africanist community, and the Black Panther Nation, and the We the People government. He has made so many strides and so many contributions since we've met, and now he's still growing and still moving. And no touch. What they said on Mac Fadden and Whitehead, stopping us now. Oh, my, we on the move. That's right. You got to get in the groove and get on the move because Black Power Radio is giving you more of what you actually listen to Black Panther and Black Power Radio for. I know somebody got a hot mic over there. He's trying to get to that mic. I can see him.
Ooh.
Moving in on the mic. Huh? Who's that? Say who that would say who that before I said who that.
I mean, it's the spirit of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, spirit of Malcolm X, spirit of Marcus Mosiah Garvey, and spirit of Hashim Nzinga. I think Hashim be riding with me sometime. Cause I don't know. It's like, I've been riding my bike to try to stay in shape. And one thing I tell everybody as far as getting exercise and stuff like that, whatever you do, do it one more time the next day. You know, so you do leg lifts, five leg lifts, and then the next day, six. The next day, seven. Or maybe the next week, seven. Next week, eight. Next week, nine. And build it on up. And we got to do the same thing, build up our forces. I can't stress that enough of building up our forces. I'll just say for all the troops out there that disbanded and went different directions and opened their own formations, and everybody just come on back home, you know? The original is the Panther, you know? The original uniform is the Panther. The original 10-point platform is the Panther. The original 12 general orders and all black Panther property in view is ours, is the Panthers. So I would say to all of the NFAC, brother Talib, to grab his forces and come on home, you know?
We got some great recruiters out there, and just come on home. You know what I'm saying? We love having everybody as allies, but shoot, it's even better when you come on home, you know. It's like you come home to family reunion time and everybody just come home and sit down at the table and do what they do. You know how it goes. Somebody in the living room watching a football game, you know, having a drink or two. Somebody out back puffing on some bud, you know. And so it's like everybody come on back home. We know who you always is. You know when grandma come through the kitchen, if you sitting at the kitchen door with a bud in your hand, you know it's time to roll out back. You know, so everybody know when mother Queen Mother Reese come in, it's prayer time. It's not time to pass her bud. You know what I'm saying? But then again, you never know. But I'm just saying, everybody come home. And home would be, I always start home with Cruiser 7000. Cruiser 7000 bring you right on back to the doorstep. And we got the light on in the window for you. And you see the red, black, and green flag. You can't miss it. And it's a Cruiser 7000. It'll bring you right on up to the doorstep. And as soon as you hit the doorstep, we very observant. We always got a man standing by at the door, you know. The door open up as soon as you get to it, you know. And we're going to open it up with loving arms. And we're going to open it up with Lurch at the door. We're going to have Lurch behind the door, though, just in case. So if either friend or foe, you know, that's how I'm going. I'm going friend or foe. I ain't going, well, he might be friend, might not be friend. So I don't go with that. I go friend or foe and no more. And the Cruiser 7000 bring you right back to the dough. And I would say the Cash App, but I'm going to leave that to our national secretary under the National Defense Department, Defense Ministry. Our beloved sister Melinda, I'm gonna leave all Cash App into her from here on out. Black Power, sis.
Black Power, 77 Bakers. Again, that's 77 Bakers. Dollar sign, 77 Bakers. Black Power.
Black Power. The Fat Cow Minister of Black Information Power. For keeping things moving there in the state of Missouri is extreme duress. There's so much Black Power. She's right. You got to have Black Power to function effectively against the opposition in Missouri. It's unlike anything I've ever seen in my life, the way they practice their subtle form of racism, and then they pop up and become overt in their racism. They do a covert operation and move it into an overt, it transforms into an overt operation. There they are right in your face telling you how many ways you've done something wrong or you've done something criminal against the state. You've disobeyed a direct order. You have abused and, assaulted an officer. And all of these different things they come up with out in Missouri. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
My.
That's right.
Some kind. Unlike any other state of Missouri, and the people that reject from the Mormon school, from the Latter-day Saints, lost their battle in Illinois. They killed the prophet John Smith, Joseph Smith, one of them Smith. Oh, my. And then Brigham Young, unmistakably, Brigham Young took his troops, got him some Latter-day Saints, and went rolling into Missouri. And when they got to so far in Missouri, they told him they had to move on. And they start picking up slaves, stealing slaves, catching men, slave catching men, and putting them to work for the Mormons, for the Latter-day Saints. They built the Mormon temple out there. Before they built the Mormon temple, they put them in as soldiers and fought and drove off the original tribes in Utah. Utah was a territory, and they took it for the Mormons and made the great Mormon temple there and then told you were not fit. You were a heathen, not fit to come in their church. They wouldn't even take your donation. My. They hated your melanation. They hated you for your melanation. And now they want, you let a Mormon get my way towards my reparations. And I'll show you how to move this thing, okay? There. So they are people, but that's the subtle form of racism, the subtle form of white supremacy. So we want all of that Dr. Francis Creswell said. Read the whole, not part of it, but all of it, and the compensatory code by Dr. Neely Fuller, so you know how to operate and manage against the opposition. I don't want you surviving. I'm going to show you how to live in the city of Chicago, the city of Houston, Atlanta, and D.C., Washington, D.C., better known as Banneker Town. Banneker Town, yeah, all of this, and all parts of Jersey and up to Boston. I want to show you how to live in these places and stop that surviving. Stop hanging in there. I guess I'll hang in there. Well, I guess I'm surviving. I'll survive, I reckon. All of that crazy talk that you've been, because you got a crazy mind, crazy like that. You've been shell-shocked. Huh? You've been tricked, hooked, hoodwinked, and bamboozled. Hmm? And you've been duped into the mindset of the opposition. Oh, my. We've come here to free you from all forms of enslavement. And that's why we have come on Black Power Radio tonight. So we're thankful that you were able to share these precious moments with us. And if anybody has any last or closing remarks, our mics are open to you. Before you hear those famous words, you already know. Yes, sir. Anybody have any last or closing remarks from us? I think all mics are open.
I just want to thank all the Field Marshal's Department and the Defense Ministry Department and the Chief of Staff's Department for chiming on in and keeping a strong and black military to black the call under the Panther banner. We need everybody strongly under the Panther banner and bring two more with you, you know. And don't forget, we have our Sister Truth Bay standing by with all the documentation that you need to get it cracked, you know. And our beloved chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar, on that email, I'm sure he'll get right back to you or transfer that over to our Minister of Justice Department so she can get back right back with you, as well as our National Field Marshal office getting black with you. So and our Chief of Staff's office getting black with you. So Black Power on that again. That's Cruiser 7000, boom shakalaka cracker, boom shakalaka, Cruiser 7000. I'm gonna have to put that in a song. We have to put boom shakalaka cracker, boom shakalaka cracker, Cruiser 7000, Cruiser 7000, and then hit them with the what was it again, Sister Melinda? I kind of slipped my mind. What was it? I forget.
Homicide 77 Bankers.
That's the one. I got to write it down. Let me get my pen. What was that again?
$77 Bankers.
That's because we got to keep some mean green in the black machine, y'all. And we got to keep Black Power Radio on. And we got to keep, we got to pull that bus up in y'all town. Show me where the love is, y'all. Y'all really want it to pull up in your town. So we got the bus loaded. And we're gonna do like the prophet Nat Turner. We're gonna start down the street with a handful, and we're gonna gain momentum as we go through the town, and we might start off with maybe a half a bus, and then by the time we go through Brooklyn, we might have the bus halfway full, and then we go down south, and then we have the bus three-fourths of the way full. By the time we get to Atlanta, we got an 80% full. We get down to Texas, we're going to have be standing room only by the time we pull up into L.A. So Just saying, y'all better be ready because we got to get down to Sister Truth Bay. She's leading a good charge, and she need us behind her real strong. I would say bring me 50 Panthers out of New York, 50 out of the South, and 50 out of L.A., you know, waiting on us when we get there, you know. So Black Power that, and y'all got a strong that car. I'm really counting to see how many hands fly up in that 77 Bakers tonight. I want to see 77 Bakers bumping up tonight because if we can get that 20 grand, we can go ahead and get that bus. So if somebody like Kanye West on the line, we calling him yay. We giving him some kind of support until he proves us totally wrong, you know. We forgive him for the snow bunny thing, you know, but love is what it is, so, you know. But if Kanye would go ahead and throw 20 grand in the till all at one time, we have this solved in a night, have it solved in a day, you know. If Tahaka Bay want to bring some of his people on here, they throwing cash apps on him left and right, he can come on here and co-host sometime and find out where the real Panthers at. He always talking about he looking for the real revolutionaries. And he looked a real revolutionary, dead as that. And he was just trembling because he didn't know which way I was really flying. He know Malik sent me over or our national champion sent me over there and knocked his block off or something. But I tell him, man, look, if that was the case, I'd have done that on day one. We wouldn't even be going through all of this trying to organize, agitate, educate, and organize, you know. So I thought he was about something. So he bring in the Alliance for Political Accountability. All of those people should come on home. They looking for a home, too. Come on home. I'm just saying. Y'all looking for the real revolutionaries? Until you prove us wrong, we right. I put it like that. And there is like also like Sheikh Imam Akbar told me one time that this is a holy, righteous rebellion that we fighting. This is like when God told Joshua to just go around the outside of the building shouting, Black power, Black power, Black power, till the walls come tumbling down. You know what I mean? So, and we Nazarenes from birth, like Samson has seven locks from birth, you know, and all my Nazarene brothers and my brother Quran and all of our brothers with the covenant, and they hold the covenant strong like Samson, you know, and we got the heart of the lion. So I guess that's what I had it in my paw. It's like a thorn of injustice in a Black Panther's claws. You know, so you got to pull it out. And I don't mean like Malcolm X said, the white man want to pull it out 6 inches when it's 12 inches in. No, pull it completely out and then give it time to heal. And we need the healing to come through the reparations. That's the healing at this point. You can't just say you apologize, I'm sorry, you know. Okay, well, at this point, prove it. I'm from the show me state, prove it. All my Missouri people out there, show your love. Prove it. 77 Bakers and prove it. $77 Bakers and prove that. Prove that love. Like they want to give 10% tithing to the church. God wants you to give 10% tithing to those who edify you in the spirit. And we edifying in the spirit. And those who are leading like Moses, leading our people out of bondage, you know, leading like Moses, not scared to tell Pharaoh, let my people go, you know, or God's going to bring some serious plagues on your ass, you know. So let my people have what's due to them. And then when you cross over into Black America, remember, you got to have a boarding pass. Remember, you got to have a passport. Remember, you got to have some credentials. And remember, you got to be stamped by a national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar. to get in there. And if you're a tall lesbian basketball player and you want to bring a gram of marijuana into the compound, that's okay. We're not going to lock you up and then trade you for an international arms terrorist. What kind of shit is that? An international arms terrorist. Well, I'm going to put it like this. It's not all Obama's fault, but if he had not opened that door for gay marriage, I don't know. That's kind of like told, that gave all of them the green light to just step on out the closet, you know, and grow your beards back, you know. Yeah, Black Power.
I would like to say some last few words, if you don't mind. This is your sister, Swizz,
right
from
ahead,
Chicago. Since we're in a spirit of saying chants, I have a chant that I would like to give to our brothers and sisters that's in California and New York to use at your next meeting for reparations. It's only two lines, very easy to learn. And if you could repeat after me. Show our ancestors respect. And
show our ancestors respect.
Show our ancestors respect.
And cut our reparations check.
And cut our reparations check.
Show
like
our ancestors respect and cut our reparations check.
Show
there
our ancestors
go.
Respect and cut our reparations
That's
check.
Reparations.
So, and that thing could be used worldwide for Black folks.
We love
so go ahead, get that started. Get that started so it could be spread nationwide first, then worldwide. Show our ancestors respect and cut our reparations check. We need to repair ourselves. Black
show
power.
Show our ancestors respect.
Black power.
And cut our reparations check.
Reparations check.
Go ahead. Black power.
Black power, brothers and sisters. I would like to, if you don't mind, share two poems that was written in honor and respect of Brother Malcolm X before we close out tonight.
Drop it like it's hot.
The first one is called Our Own Black Champion. Our Own Black Champion. Yes, I, Ronnie, dare say so. One who lived and loved, who knew not of defeat, nor dared his flock betray. One who rode the ringing storm to the homeland of the East. He who sang his song so bold and strong and dared to pull the covering from the beast. Stand up, Black man, and let us unite and liberate our woman and our children, our dignity, our manhood. These are the things at stake. These are the things this white beast would dare deprive you of. We have asked for justice, and we have been denied. We have shown endurance while our patience they have tried. Now the time has come when we must defend ourselves against the common foe and show this white beast that we have a manly pride. And our spirits have not died through all the unjust and difficult times this beast has forced us through. So let us arm ourselves and face the common foe. Let us forget all of our differences and unite as one. For the time has come when new seeds we must sow. And the second one is called Think for Yourself. One of the most important things I think young people should learn how to do, especially nowadays, is learn how to think for yourself and listen for yourself. Then you can come to an intelligent decision for yourself. But if you go from the habit of going by what someone says or go by what someone thinks about a thing without checking it out and seeing for yourself, you'll soon find out that you will be walking west when you think you're going east, or you'll be going east when you think you're going west. And if not that, you will always find yourself being maneuvered into a situation where you're always fighting yourself. So always think for yourself. Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
Black power.
We got that strong black military to block. We call it this hour for black power. It is with your God and your gun. We love you so much here at Black Power Radio. Was there anyone else that had that one pressing issue that should have been said but did not get said tonight? You have time right now to drop it like it's hot right here on Black Power Radio. Okay, with all that said, we don't have our spiritual advisor tonight, but we have you here on Black Power Radio. Does anyone want to say, my brother Alpha Sensei, I'm going to try to get him to chime in somehow. I was trying to pick it up as a way. But see if there's a way for us to get him. I'm working on Alfred right now, and he's coming.
And
right
why
in.
Are you working on Brother Alfred? Can I tell him something why you're working on Brother Alfred?
You certainly can, beloved. You
certainly okay.
Can.
There's plenty of means of self-defense out here, you know, and everybody should have a means of self-defense, whether it's a stick, a stun gun,
yeah.
Mace. They got all kind of stuff for the ladies to use. Somebody would think it's a toy, a water gun or something, and shoot that high-powered mace gel at them, you know. And what else they got? With the CO2 cartridge in it, coming shooting out at 250 miles an hour, you know. And when it busts, you can't breathe, you can't see, and it's a good time to get disarmed, you know what I'm saying, and by any means necessary, you know. I figure, you know, does everybody have some kind of shock therapy if necessary, you know, because a lot of red tape once we pull the trigger, a lot of red tape. But I tell you what, I got ways of making people move. We got nightsticks, we got mace, we got all kind of stuff. It'd be like, well, choose your poison. You know, so I like to see the reaction of that high powered gel would cause. I like to see the reaction of somebody falling down, gagging and coughing, and can't breathe, and that's when the lady should dial, if it's a sister, dial 911. You know, shoot, make these clockers do their job. They so willing to jump on us, make them do their job when it comes to us too. So I'm just saying, I just thought about it, you know, self-defense, especially for the ladies, you know, they got a cane, they got a stun gun in it, they got the kind that the hikers use, like a hiking stick, damn thing got a stun gun on it. I was like, shoot, that'd be good for me when I'm riding my bike. If a dog run up beside me, I'll just shock his ass, because I know when the neighbor's dog, they must think it's funny, but I came up the road shooting my taser off just to make sure it was on, and they took their damn dog in the house, you know, a pit bull, you know, you want to run out after you, and they ain't going to let him get too far, but they think it's funny. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to think it's funny when I shock him on his fucking nose. I usually stop and we'll tell them, hey, hush the hell up, dog. I said, shit, you even got your name from my band, Sky Gypsy, you know. So anyway, not We Sky Gypsy, but that was one of my songs. But anyway, black power to that. And everybody keep some kind of protection, and know the gun laws too. I was reiterating that earlier. Know the gun laws. If you got your shotgun or you got, as long as you have your ammunition separate in most states, it may differ in different states, but especially if you're riding from state to state to state to state, it's good to know that in some states you have to have your ammunition separated from your firearm. So that's why I said a little shock therapy works wonders while I'm getting to the ammo. You know, so it ain't going to be that far away. I think you have to have, like, but have them separated. Like, say, like, if one is in the glove compartment, the other one got to be in the trunk. by me having a hatchback, that works for me. Anyway, that's a real sinister laugh, I know. So I'll get out of here on that note. Black power.
Black power, brother.
Black power.
Black power. And that military call has been given. And we have our brother on the other side of the water in Sierra Leone on standby with the new Black Panther Party for self-defense. I want to welcome to the air our beloved brother, Alpha Sensei, the chairman of Sierra Leone. Assalamu alaikum and Black Power, brother chairman.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum, Black Power. Greetings to every comrade out there. Greetings. Even though I'm a little bit late, the time difference, you know, over here, the time here is 3:30. I'm sorry, my alarm failed me. You know, I just want to stop here and give a shout out to each and every comrade that make it a priority to be part of the show tonight. Of course, yesterday I missed it, but today I am here. I just want to follow what is going on. Of course, the repatriation is a matter of most. That has to happen, and we stand by it, and that we will see that accomplished. Of course, yes. New Black Panther Party under Sheikh Imam Akbar, is doing great. And we are seeing, it's not just talking, but we are seeing action. The action is always on. Let me just try to give a big shout out to each and every comrade. Like, Comrade L. Truth Bay. He has been so well. Chairman in South Carolina, Black Lightning, each and every comrade. Our national chairman, Sheikh Imam Akbar. He is such a wonderful man. I will stop here for now. Before the program ends, I will talk more. I just want to stop here and listen to each and every other comrade's their contribution. Yeah. Black power.
Black power.
I mean,
our chairman, Alpha Sensei, for being right there with us and in sync and in alignment with the efforts of the Black Panther Party, the efforts of the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad, Huey P. Newton, Fred Hampton, Mark Clark, Bobby Hutton, all of those great Panthers that have been the forerunners of this movement, staying in line with that legacy and holding the line for the Black Panther Party. And for what is right in Africa, for one currency in Africa, for one nation of United States, not snakes, but the United States of Africa, and fulfilling part of the vision of Muammar Gaddafi, and who sacrificed his life just trying to put arms around Africa and extend a hand to America. He got executed, and booted into the ground. So we just want you to know that reparations are due from all over, right there, from all over. So we thank you for joining us tonight on yet another episode of Black Power Radio, and we're not no regular, buddy. But with all that's been said and all that we can say, we know our beloved brother, Marvin Gaye, said it best. So.
He gave us everything.
control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves to live happy eternally. Control our destiny. We owe it to ourselves.
My father.